You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
And I'm Harold Mester. Welcome back. As you know, here on Inside the County Board, we try to provide many different viewpoints to you. And that's clearly the case with public transportation in Milwaukee County. We've been dealing with route cuts, funding challenges, and the ability or inability to connect workers with jobs. Joining me in the studio tonight, Supervisor Michael Mayo Sr., Chairman of the Transportation Public Works and Transit Committee, and Supervisor John Weishon Jr., who is Vice Chair of that committee. Thanks to both of you for coming here tonight.
Thank you.
So we're going to begin with Supervisor Mayo. What is your take on the budget action taken so far in the governor's budget, especially as it relates to mass transit? We're seeing some cuts there.
We see cuts starting 2012. Right now, it's still balanced, and that we will still maintain what we have. But when we start looking at 2012, there are some massive cuts. Even though it's 10%, we're looking at some drastic cuts in service, paratransit, and hopefully we do not have a fee increase on our residents of Milwaukee County.
Supervisor Weishon, I know that every time we've gone down this road in the past and we said, we might have to raise fares, cut routes, and it seems like there's always, well, not always, but sometimes you have some other revenue or some other ways you can do things to try to avoid that. It looks like that might be unavoidable this time around.
Yes, that's correct. Not to use a pun too often, but we are at the end of the line here when it comes to different changes and different options that we have with the bus system. We are down to the point where you will see cuts, possibly you'll see fare increases, but you will definitely see a diminishment in the services provided to the citizens of Milwaukee County.
What kind of cuts? I mean, everything has to be on the table, right? Freeway flyers, paratransit, all that.
That's correct. It will hit not only our casual rider, but those who ride the bus the most. It will have a devastating impact on seniors and the disabled with the cuts to the paratransit system. Also, this is a bigger economic issue. The majority of people who ride the bus use the bus to go to work, and it is, in these tough economic times, the most affordable option that some people have. So when you limit bus routes, you limit people's economic opportunities to find gainful employment.
Earlier in the program, State Representative Jess Stone was on the show, and he said we need to take the growth in the sales tax related to auto-related purchases, and that would help solve the issue with transit. Do you two buy that?
No, I don't buy that. If you look at it, it's just Jess Stone, who's trying to run for county exec, really meant that. He would have kept the transportation fund, the transportation in the transportation fund versus into the general fund. He also voted to put more money, the sales tax, gas tax, into the transportation fund. And so now our transit system is competing with youth aid, health and human needs issues. That is not right. Because if you're saying you want to use auto sales tax, we don't have that many auto dealerships within Milwaukee County. So that's just a little minute piece of the pie.
So as chair of the committee, Supervisor, what are the options? I mean, what's left? What are you going to be looking at?
I'm looking for dedicated funding. We have a referendum within Milwaukee County. 52% of the residents said they want to have a dedicated funding for our transit system. For some odd reason, the people in Madison do not get it. They rather hurt Milwaukee County versus help Milwaukee County. And that's also with Jeff Stone. He rather hurt Milwaukee County than help Milwaukee County.
Let's talk about transportation overall. The county maintains a number of roads, some of those state-owned roads in Milwaukee County. And the state budget proposal has a 15% reduction in highway maintenance. So that's not only road maintenance, it's also the grass cutting, tree trimming, trash pickup along these routes. Because I think we have some contracts with the state to do some of this work. Is this going to be a case where you go months without having anything mowed?
Well, not only will it be months that you will go without being mowed, it will probably be the vast majority of the summer. The fact is you will also see not only tall grass, but litter and other debris will not be picked up along the edges of the highway and the expressway, along with the basic maintenance. You can only fill so many potholes and that costs money. And if the state doesn't provide those funds, the local governments don't have those resources either.
Supervisor Weishon, I mean, your district includes some state roads and some county trunk highways and things like that. And even though these decisions are coming from Madison, people pick up their phone and they call you and they're complaining to you as their supervisor. That's got to be a difficult spot to be.
Well, I think that's one of the tough parts about being a local official is you hear people at the state say that they support local control, yet at every step of the way, they jump in front and stop the local governments from enacting common sense taxation policies to provide services, common sense alternatives to provide services to people because they want to be in control.
Yeah, and it's especially if you're talking about the mowing, that's a safety issue. If people are having a hard time seeing around corners because the grass is too high, that's a concern. So that's something we'll keep our eye on here on the show. But another issue we wanted to talk about, and this is a big one, is the proposed fee increase at the airport. And this has been a controversial item that first came up in the Transportation Committee last month. Actually, in February, I think, is when it first came up.
Correct.
And you voted to lay it over. You referred it to Corp Council, get some more information. We have that report back now, and Wednesday it's in front of the Transportation Committee. So this would, the item would increase what the county collects from private companies that operate shuttles at the airport. So this would be primarily your private parking lot shuttles and hotels that pick up and drop off people at the airport. The fee increase was requested by the airport director, who testified at the committee. He said, we have a record number of passengers. Things are getting too congested there. We need to bring our fees up to match what other similar airports are doing. So my question for both of you is, do you support the fee increase and why, if so?
I'm still getting more information about the fee. There's two proposals. There's one for the parking lot and there's one for the congestion, and for when they come and drop people off. And the one that I'm really favored for is the one when you drop people off, because they are standing there and trying to wait for other passengers to come in. Or one time I was at the airport and they stayed 20 minutes. Now, as a person who used the airport and I pick up my daughter or my wife, I cannot stand on the curbside for 20 minutes and wait for them to come out. And they will keep us moving. If that's not the case, we need to find a holding pen for them so they will not be standing there at all. But most airports across the country have that. And just amazing, if we was a private airport, we would not have this conversation, because they won't be able to come to the county supervisor and say, hey, let's have an open, honest discussion on this issue.
So you're saying if there's a private operator, they would jack these fees up right away.
Correct.
And there'd be no recourse.
No recourse at all.
Okay. Supervisor Weishon?
Plus you have, just recently, there was the story about congestion for parking at the airport. We are not infringing upon the private operators that are there. What we're asking for is the ability to diversify our revenue stream for the airport so that we can keep it a cost-effective, well-maintained, vital link of our economy. By putting all of the finances on the head of a pin, you're only asking for destruction of the airport. The fact is, if we have a broad base of revenue streams, whether it comes from permits like this and licensing, it allows us to have a low-cost, efficient airport.
Now, some may say that you can address the congestion issues separately from collecting a new fee. The proposal would charge a fee for entering airport property, and then the fees would increase based on how long the vehicle waits to pick up passengers. So can the congestion issue be addressed without addressing the fee, or should those two go together?
They go hand in hand. And so and make sure, I'm glad you're saying there's a fee, because the people who are continue to say that's a tax, that's a lie.
Yeah, I think the candidates for exec and the business owners have all been calling it a tax.
Right, because they want to have the residents of Milwaukee County scared. They're saying that Milwaukee County Board is trying to raise a tax. We are not raising no taxes at all on our residents. It's a fee for those individuals who want to do service and work at Milwaukee County, do service at Milwaukee County Airport. And remember, the airport was there before all these other parking lots was there and those hotels. Reason why they came, and they want to be around the airport to generate their revenue so they can be a very successful business. We always look for the opportunity for business to come to the airport, make a good living, and employ people. But please stop saying it's a tax. It is strictly a fee.
What is the difference between a fee and a tax for folks in the audience? Anyone want to tackle that?
Well, a fee is voluntarily paid versus a tax is mandatory. The fact is we're not demanding that these people be in the business of running parking lots that feed off of our airport. The fact is that this is a free market approach. If they don't want to drop people off at the airport, then don't pay the fee, don't get the permit, and don't be in that business. The fact is that we could, if we wanted to be non-competitive, we could just build another huge parking structure and eliminate the need for off-lot parking and have it all county-owned and operated and receive all the revenue. But we've decided to take a different approach and allow the private sector to fulfill its role. But we do have to use that free market approach when dealing with congestion. And the way you do it is by doing a appropriate fee that will adjust, as the congestion eliminates.
Now, on the issue of the congestion itself and limiting the amount of time a vehicle can be in here, just playing devil's advocate here. If I'm a traveler coming into the airport and I want to go use a shuttle and it's not already there waiting for me because it's not allowed to wait there, then the passenger has to wait longer. Is that a big concern? Or, it's kind of nice when you walk out and the shuttle's right there.
Well, that's fine, and you'll still have that option. The thing is that instead of that customer getting gouged or Milwaukee County being inappropriately taken advantage of, that shuttle will still be there. It's just that they will pay the appropriate market price to be there.
Let's make it very clear. If you go to any other major airport, the shuttles are paying their fair share. And the people here within around the airport now do not want to pay their fair share. They don't mind paying that $2. Oh, I'll pay $2 so I can make sure I can keep my livelihood. That's not very much. Only thing they ask them for, a modest increase, of saying this is what we're going to charge you for your doing business at the airport. We have that same idea where if you go to any of the convenience stores, the bookstores, we get a modest fee from them. So they're doing business in the airport. They're doing business at the airport. That's my concern, is saying you want to take advantage of a public entity so you can get richer, but you don't want to help that entity to sustain themselves. Because how the airport maintains itself is passenger fees, airport fees, airline fees, concession fees, to maintain your prices low, maintain the good quality service that we provide for you. And that's where they don't want to pay their fair share.
Well, and it is a growing airport. It was the fastest growing in the country in 2010, I believe. And where do we go from here? I know that the committee referred this to Corporation Counsel, so the attorneys in that office took a look at that, addressed some of the questions that were raised. So this is coming back to the committee Wednesday. What happens then? Do you have a sense on where this is going?
Well, I haven't had the chance to discuss it with my colleagues on the committee, but I'm sure we'll have a lively discussion on it, and I have no problem taking action on it on Wednesday.
And I think that whatever happens on Wednesday, if we vote it up or we vote it down, but at least we was in the open. It's been an open conversation. Everyone has the right to say, have their opinion heard with the committee, and so it's an open process. The people are continuing to say what they want to say, but they can bring it to the committee, and the committee will make that decision and then forward to the county board, or it might need some more information. But at least the people, the residents of Milwaukee County, realize this is truly an open process.
That's definitely true. And the last committee cycle, you spent hours on this issue, and you let everybody speak, the business owners, people representing the businesses, employees, everybody talked. So this has been properly vetted in front of the committee and in front of the public. So, okay, well, we'll report back on the show what happens with this. Any final thoughts from either of you on this item?
Well, I just think we have to develop different revenue streams to keep our airport the most cost-effective airport and help it become that great economic engine that it has been for Milwaukee County.
As always, we welcome your questions and comments. You can send those to insidethecountyboard@milwcnty.com. Still to come tonight, should voters be required to show a photo ID at the polls? You're listening to the April 3rd edition of Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.